Hey, everybody, welcome to a very special storyline spotlight edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. Aria and I are here to discuss one particular story that we loved last week on Days of Our Lives. We are dropping a top five as our main episode this week, but there was one particular storyline that we couldn't let the week go by without discussing. So we are going to discuss the return of Eli and Lonnie and Abe's kidnapping. Say hello, Aria. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Very excited to talk about this story this week and the Lonnie's return.
Oh, I know. I was so excited for you every single day because I was watching and I'm like, she's gonna love everything about this.
It's so good. I can't wait to discuss all of it.
I know. I kind of broke it down into three separate categories just so we can kind of keep ourselves on track. So our first category is how this storyline has basically shown the importance of Abe, because the one thing that's been missing during the element of him actually being missing is how important Abe Carver is to the actual town. But now that he's being presumed dead, we're actually seeing how his death affects everybody in town. We're actually getting to see John and Marlena react on screen. We got to see Theo's reaction, Roman's reaction, Eric and Nicole, like people who should be reacting, Steve and Kayla, like they're finally reacting, and you finally get to feel the importance of the force of nature that is Abe Carver. And I love that.
I agree. I felt like when he got kidnapped, there was a lot missing. Like we talked about how their kids should have been here, and now they are, and that everyone who knows Abe should have been reacting, and it's happening. And I have liked the different characters reacting to him being presumed dead. And I liked seeing like Roman at next to Abe's shrine.
I loved that. Like Roman got, I think it was like a 4 or 5 minute monologue on the importance of their friendship. Like the character of Roman Brady and the character of Abe Carver came on the show within a few months of each other. I can't remember which one came first. I think Abe did, and then Roman came in.
I'm not sure. I just recently, no, maybe I did I watch it a while back? I probably
You may
did.
have.
Which year did they come to the show? Was it 81 or 83?
I think it was 82 because
82.
James had his 40th in 2022.
Oh yeah, that's right. What, no, it was in 41. 21, sorry.
Okay,
It
so it was 81 then. Okay.
has to be, because
Right. Yes.
yeah, 2021. When are you talking about when we had like Lexi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 2021.
Right. Okay.
So
Got
it
it.
has to be 81 that he came to the show. Listen, I'm terrible with years, so I'm the wrong person.
That sounds right, and trust me, if we're
But I
wrong,
feel like
somebody will absolutely let us know in the comments.
I feel like that's a clip I've seen before. I started with my 83 or 84 clips when I was binging. I think I saw a few clips of that. Maybe Abe was first. I don't remember. Someone has to correct me. But they go way back is basically the point. And it was nice to see that because we haven't seen a Roman and Abe interact in a long time.
Since their wedding,
Yeah. But
since
have
Abe,
they
since the what? Yeah,
Had like one-on-one scenes together for a while?
no, I don't think so. Everything has kind of been, I think, with Kate there. I can't remember the last time they had a one-on-one scene. He had a one-on-one scene with John right after he found out that Lonnie was not his biological child, but with Roman, it's been a minute.
The last one-on-one scene with Abe and John that I remember was the rooftop.
Yes, oh my God, you're right. When Marlena died.
Yeah, so it's been a while, and I'm glad that we're having the characters more involved in the Abe story. But I do think these interactions, especially since they're so connected and like they have history, it shouldn't be once in a blue moon.
It should be happening more frequently,
Yes.
absolutely, but I am absolutely going to applaud them whenever it does happen. And I want to touch on, I know we kind of talked about this off air and that we didn't really understand why John was having the dream about Abe,
Yeah.
but I love the fact that the dream itself paralleled the flashback that they used later in the episode.
Oh, that was a good one. I really like that. And I feel like that not the flashback, his nightmare had an like a clue for John. And I think
Yeah,
that that's
that was the point. And that's kind of the way that John always processes things. When things don't sit well for John, like when there's something bothering him, his subconscious always manifests it in a dream. It's happened a lot consistently over the last many decades. So I kind of like that they brought that up. And I love that Steve and John are asking all the questions because it doesn't make any sense.
it does
Because
not.
Abe was missing for literal weeks, and then he just shows up wandering into the river and drowns. Like, how? Where was he? How did nobody find him? Like, they're asking all of these questions. Nobody's just accepting it at face value. They're going through the motions because they're being told this, and they have to act on the information that they have, but deep in their gut, nobody believes it.
Yeah, they're feeling that something is off. And I like that. I like that beat to the story because they're like something doesn't add up. It's strange. And there are more and more starting to act on that. Like, for instance, we're gonna see Lonnie this week, like going to ask Jerry what he meant when he wanted to tell something to Theo. And we have John and Steve feeling something is off. Like everyone feels like there is something isn't adding up.
And
And they're
even like as John and Steve were like talking it through, like you had Kayla and Marlena. I think Kayla was in that scene, or I think Kayla was there with Marlena. They were sitting there, and Marlena's like, "No, wait, you guys are right. You've got to keep digging this out because the more you talk, the more I realize that that dream wasn't your gut, your guilt talking. It was your gut telling you to keep looking."
Yes. Yeah, I that scene was good. I really enjoyed was it it has to be Tuesday's episode. I felt like Tuesday's episode with everyone involved, his family and his friends, it just felt like old school
Can we talk
days.
about the Theo of it all? Like the fact that Theo got scenes with Steve and Kayla and John and Marlena.
Yes.
Oh my God, I was so happy.
And did you notice how I appreciated that little beat of when Theo came over, Kayla hid the like the files and whatever, like the pictures.
Oh my God,
It
yeah,
was
he
such a
hid the
mom
case
thing.
info. It was so, I was like, I love that. And my favorite thing about it was, is up to this point, Cameron has never had any one-on-one scenes with Steve, Kayla, John, or Marlena.
No.
He may have been there in group scenes, but he's never actually had a one-on-one sit-down conversation with any of them. This was his very first scene with all of them, but yet the connection that Theo has to these characters was still evident in every scene.
It was. I wish he had gone straight to John and Marlena instead, but I really enjoyed these scenes overall. Like it was good. And when John and Marlena came over, like John didn't know what to do with himself. 'Cause he did you notice like he was just out of words. He couldn't.
This just didn't make any sense to him. And he's like,
Yeah.
I don't. The one thing he said that got me, and I think he said this to Marlena after his nightmare,
Yeah.
even when I didn't know who I was, the one constant in my life that I had was Abe. Even though everything in my life was changing around me, our friendship never changed, and he was always there.
Yeah, it's such a good friendship.
That moment got me. I wish too, I will say, I do wish that we had a Marlena centered flashback because Marlena and Abe have such a beautiful friendship that was particularly on display during the time of Roman's presumed death in 1984.
Yeah.
Like you really got to see how closely connected Abe and Marlena are, that I would have loved to have had a flashback just focused on them too, but hey, listen, I'll take whatever flashbacks you give me, but I'll always be greedy.
Yeah, that's understandable. We can move on, I guess, to the feel part of.
Well, do we want to talk about the Nicole part and how even she got to have a moment to grieve? And the one thing I will say before we transition is I want all of these connections to I want all of these connections to continue when he's back.
Yes, this shouldn't be a one time thing, and like we're moving on from that. It's what makes these days. And I have to give a shout out to Jamie because he was the one who wrote the breakdown script, right?
Maybe he put his foot in these episodes because I mean, the history, everything is
It
so
just
good.
clicked, and I was like, this is what you'll get when you. Like when you respect the character's history and the friendships and the dynamic and everything, it makes for a good show or a good episode. And it was
Which
really enjoyable.
it really was. And I'm going to segue this into the Eli and Lonnie stuff, which I know I had put third on the outline, but I'm going to move it up just because it feels like it flows better with the conversation. But Eli and Lonnie are the shot in the arm that this show needed. Having them back for this story and their anniversary has been so good. And it shows that Days' major problem of this last year has been all of the newbies. Give us characters we love doing things that make sense, and the show is so good. As evidenced by a majority of last week, because the episodes specifically that focused on Abe and Eli and Lonnie were the best episodes of the entire week, bar none.
Yep. And the fandom has been so hyped up for this. And it makes me happy to see. And it's also like it goes to show that when you give fans characters we love and care about, are invested in, couples we are invested in, the show is so much better. And if, like you said, if it makes sense. And I really, really love the Theo Lonnie scenes this week.
Oh my God. When he said every when Theo said everybody I love leaves me and then or I lose everybody I love, they always leave. And then she went, "You haven't lost me, I'm right here." When I tell you weeping.
Oh my God. The way I screamed, I was like, ah! It was such
Literally, I just sobs everywhere.
it just it was such a perfect way to like bring her in.
Was
And
just so good. And oh, this return has been so good. Like Eli and Lonnie have that same magic that they always have. Like time has not done anything to Limon and Sal's chemistry at all.
Their
They split
chemistry is chemistrying. Oh,
as it always has and
yes,
will.
it was so
We
good. Now,
I would have loved some anniversary sexy time, I'm not going to lie, but given the
same.
circumstances of everything that's happening, I completely understand why they didn't.
Yeah, speaking of, yeah, I would have loved some sexy time. Maybe we'll get it. Who knows? But I do appreciate how apprehensive they were about like celebrating just the thought of celebrating their anniversary while Abe or what they think when Abe is presumed dead, basically. Theo brought it up when he heard the fireworks, and initially he thought they were fighting, but they were like, no, we're not fighting. But Lonnie said, like, it doesn't feel right to celebrate our anniversary when Abe is presumed dead or missing, or with the situation with Abe, basically. And they kept doing that. Eventually, Eli was like, no, I think we should celebrate because that's what Abe would have wanted. And I'm going off on a case in Arizona, so we don't have a lot of time left. So we should celebrate the time we have together. And I appreciate that they put in that into like the story, that they weren't sure if they were going to celebrate or not.
I loved it, and I also loved too the touch of them going to the park,
Yes.
the same park that they got engaged on. Correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they get engaged on the 4th of July as well? So their engagement anniversary also became their wedding anniversary.
Like the thing is, the whole 2 week thing back in 2020, remember that they were going to preempt it for
Yeah, for the Olympics.
tennis?
That didn't
Yeah,
happen.
or for the Olympics, thank you. But it didn't happen. So it made us like it made the show become 2 weeks ahead or something.
Which that because the cliffhanger was supposed to be Ben and Sierra's wedding.
Exactly. So I think Ilani's wedding was supposed to start
Oh, right.
later.
Shalai and Lonnie's wedding was supposed to start later, but because of the tennis interruption, because we always at the end of June, I think at the end of June, 4th of July for Wimbledon, there was something that was supposed to happen that didn't. I think maybe in early June for the French Open, when that got called because of COVID, that pushed everything up a couple of days, and then we got ended up being pushed even more a couple months later, which is.
So basically, I think it made it Ilani's wedding air a few days earlier than what it was supposed to. So their wedding anniversary is supposed to be July 4th.
Which I love that because, like, just sitting here as we're talking, it just clicked for me that that wedding anniversary was also the anniversary of their first engagement.
It aired
Which,
July 1st, but yeah, technically it's July 4th. So it depends on how many days July 4th is. But yeah, that is their wedding anniversary. So
like,
yeah.
the fact that fireworks plays such a big part in a lot of their moments makes me so very happy because it's so pretty.
Yes. And I love that they went to the park because that's where they got engaged. Even if it's changed over the years, because it did not look that way in 2019, it's still the park
I think it
where
actually looked better now than it did then.
I agree.
I don't know, just them sitting on a blanket on the ground is so much better than just sitting on a park bench in
Right?
a park.
I mean, it looks more like a park now than it did a few years ago. So I appreciate that. And I thought it was such a cute moment of them just looking up at the fireworks and then Eli giving, oh, that was so cute. Oh, he gave him a book that the kids had made.
So cute, and I love the fact that we get to know that she got to see Carver and Jules before she came to Salem. Like, she got out, she went home, she saw the kids.
I really wish we could have gotten like the twins, both Carver and Jules. Real babies playing them again, like the Wells twins playing both, or the other set of twins whose last names I don't remember right now. Just having them real babies, real kids. I just wanted to see them, and Valerie would have been great to see. Like I just wanted them as a family.
That would have been so good.
Or
But
even if it's not them in person, like they could have. We could have gotten a voice or a FaceTime chat with Valerie and the twins.
I do wonder if they're actually going to send Lonnie back to jail or if Lonnie somehow plays a part in rescuing Abe, if that's going to get her released.
I don't know. That's something that fans are speculating on. I'm hoping that's the case, but I'm not sure. Speaking of, a lot of fans are not thrilled about that. Lonnie is wearing an ankle monitor, and
Yeah, I saw that.
I understand that because you're having Lonnie wear an ankle monitor, and every other white person who's a criminal is running free. That is a choice.
Yeah, the optics of that are not it.
It's not. And I get that she's on furlough and they have to have an ankle monitor on, but she should not be the exception.
Yeah, like it just
It just
it's bad optics. Even if there's a good story reason for it, there are really bad optics.
right? Like if you're gonna do this with Lonnie, you have to do it with every other character that r runs around free. Like you have,
Or even if you say they put a tracking app on my phone so they always know where I am, there's a way to do it without having to put her in a fucking thing.
exactly. Like you have Kristen out, and she doesn't have an ankle monitor on. Is
Listen,
she her
give her a bracelet or something that
Kristen
goes
or
on,
Lonnie?
not Kristen, like give her like a little bracelet that can almost look like a watch rather than something that makes it known that she's supposed to be in, you know what I'm saying? Like it just,
Yeah.
it doesn't look right.
It does not. It looks very bad. Like you have Kristen's list of crimes and it's long. And Megan, it's long. Like you have a lot of characters who are out. Like the whole list of characters getting pardoned.
Yeah.
No, it does not look good. And for that reason, I'm hoping that this somehow gives Lonnie an early release.
Listen, I'll accept whatever explanation they want to give me, I will accept it hat in hand.
Yeah, I feel like she, I don't feel like she should go back, but I'm not sure if they're gonna have them reunite now or during Christmas.
I feel like she's gonna get an early release. They're gonna go back to DC because that's where the kids are. And then they're either gonna stay in DC because that's where Eli's life is based out of now,
Yeah.
because they can't get Sal and Lamone back long term, or maybe they come back to Salem at some point. You know, I don't know, but I feel like we're gonna get the exit now we should have gotten when they left last year. Because that, I'm sorry, that prison exit was still complete and total bullshit.
It is, or it was. So I'm thinking it's either like they give them a proper exit now, but also from what I've read, both of them are open to returning. Sal talked about returning for another stint and even a longer stint. Like she's open for it. So that makes me think they're either gonna have them not as an exit, but like a temporary happily ever after now, or they're gonna have her go back to jail and be out by Christmas.
Yeah, because honestly, like Sal and Lamone have been gone for like a year, and they got a chance to explore and do other things, and they may decide they want to come back. They may decide they like the stability of having a paycheck.
Yeah, it's a steady check. So, but I know Sal has been booked and busy. I know Lamone has been filming some stuff as well. So I know there have some other stuff going on right now. But I do know, or we've read that they're open to short stints or even a bit longer stint. They're always open to that. And I honestly, at this point, seeing how bad it is with the newbies, I prefer when you bring back the like beloved characters or couples and do like
Yeah,
a
honestly, like from a business standpoint, it makes sense why they couldn't do the recurring. But if I have a choice between recurring people I know and love to contracted newbies I could give a fuck less about, you know which way I'm gonna pick.
yeah. And like I would rather have this than newbies just taking up screen time and not being good. So I'm enjoying this way more. Seeing them back for the time being, and I would love to see them more, but if they don't want to commit to a full-time contract, which I completely understand given how little they've used Sal and Lamone over the years. So I completely understand not committing. But if they're open to being like open to visiting they or visiting Salem or coming back to Salem and just being back for a short term, that's fine with me. And I would prefer that over overseeing newbies just doing nothing, basically. I really like their conversation in at the Salem PD. First, I'm gonna mention when they walked in and Lonnie was like, there's a lot of memories here.
I loved that because it was so cute. I loved her getting to meet Jada too.
Yes. Oh, that was, oh, I would love for them to be friends. That
Like,
would be
please, because you
good.
almost you because you forget they because Jada started literally right after they left, because a lot of people said that Jada was basically a Lonnie replacement, at least in terms of the role she played on the show in terms of the cop.
Yeah. I feel like Jada needs a friend in her age group, which I don't mind the Kate Jada dynamic, but her and Lonnie being friends would make so much sense, and it
I
would
would love
be
it so
more
much.
enjoyable, and it would be more enjoyable than Kristen and Lonnie. I'm just saying. Like Lonnie, I just want to see a friendship, and they would be great as friends, in my opinion. But yeah, I was gonna say I liked that scene with Eli and Lonnie when they first came to the police station. When when they were at Paulina's. There's so much to go through here. They were at Paulina's and Chanel opened the door and she told mom, "Oh, mom, you're not gonna believe this." And she was like, "Oh, what now? Has someone left a cactus or something?" And Lonnie said, like,
Well, Eli tells me I could be a little prickly when I haven't had
perhaps.
my morning coffee.
So good.
Now, okay, qu while we're here, did you have an issue with Lonnie calling her mama?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's not brand new. However, I feel like both Tamara and Paulina are her mom, but Tamara is.
Now, did she call Tamara mama, or did she call Tamara mom? Because I'm okay with Tamara being mom and Paulina being mama.
I think she said mom, but it's been a while. I have to go back and look. But she has called them both mom. But also, if Lonnie was here long term, I would have preferred personally their relationship, not hers with Tamara, but also I think that would make sense. But then again, we would need a recast Tamara for this. I would have preferred to see Lonnie having a rocky relationship with both, considering she had been lied to. I think they fumbled the bag when it came to the aftermath.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she had called the first time she called Paulina Mama was when, or mom, she said mom actually, when remember when the chandelier fell?
Yes. And she thought that she was gonna get hurt.
Yeah, so she was like, "Mom, look out." And she went to rescue her. And that's when it started. And then later on, I mean, she kept calling her mama or mom. And then when she left, she said, like, "Mama, mama," many times for Paulina. There was a scene about that. But yeah, I can see why people have issues with it. And I see both sides. I do think Lonnie shouldn't be on good terms with either of them, is my personal wish, because of how she had been
See,
lied to for 30 years.
true, and with Tamara that makes complete sense, but Paulina in a sense has kind of tried to make up for it, and like when the woman is willing to go to jail to make sure that you don't, I can understand why she would let go of the issues there, if that makes sense,
Yeah, I'm
because
not saying
it's kind of hard to hold a grudge when somebody's willing to go to prison to protect you.
I don't want her to hold a grudge, though. I just want her to feel like all of this happened. All of this led me to do. I'm not saying.
That would be a great story if we're coming back and we're getting them long term. Like, let's say she comes home and the kids are having a hard time readjusting to her being home. And so she's feeling distant from her kids. What if that creates distance between her and Paulina? Because all of this stems from that lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Lonnie is still, like she's still dealing with the mess that actually, like the devil caused. And I mean, it's that's stemming from the lie, but the devil made the truth come out, you know? So, like, she's the, I would say, the only one still dealing with the aftermath of that and an aftermath of just being lied to, of course, for 30 years. So it's a lot of like baggage for Lonnie. And I feel like at one point, it will make her break. I'm not saying go full on crazy, but like it would be like it should be something. If they were around long term, if it would be something that I think they should touch upon, because Lonnie coming out of jail and adjusting to life outside of jail and her twins or their kids not being able to adjust to her being home full term and like stuff like that, that would make a good story if they were around long term. So I agree.
But should we segue? I
I'm
know
not done.
we still got more? Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna touch upon the scenes with that was a what I was getting to after Paulina and Lonnie kind of reunited. Lonnie was like, "Let me go to the police station. I want to see the evidence." And Lila was like, "No, that's against policy." And she looked at him. She was like,
You think I care?
"Right." That
And
was
he's like, well,
it.
okay. I can't
Off,
really argue that point.
right? And off to the police station they went. And when they came there, I really like that scene when she talked about how what was the exact quote? Like she there's so many memories and that she met her partner there and there was such a cute and Lonnie scene there and
That honestly was not where I thought that scene was going to go. I honestly thought she was going to have issues because she hasn't stepped a foot in that room since the day she left to go to prison. So that's where I thought that scene was going. And then it pivoted to the really cute place. And I was like, oh, this is so much better.
Yeah, if she was around long term, I would have liked maybe that route, but this worked because this is how they met. This is kind of
So many
how
cute Eli and Lonnie moments have happened in that police
this is
station.
kind of how
I love the stuff in the police station too, particularly her going over the evidence and asking all of those questions, and them having the body and soul conversation was hilarious.
it was, which we, I guess, we can segue into the body and soul stuff.
Yep. And because Body and Soul is now more than just a gimmick of a show within a show. I think it's actually going to play a bigger part in Whitley's motive and the actual resolution of the story itself. Because I
Yeah.
think, especially the stuff we saw in the promo for this week coming, like knowing that we're going to see Jack A and James in Body and Soul, because I don't know what characters they're going to play, so I'm just going to use the actors' names. I do wonder if in Abe's drugged state, he's going to start remembering things, but then he's going to see it in body and soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he's gonna hallucinate seeing himself and Paulina in there. And I the Sal comment, the meta conversation Ilani had, I think that's gonna play into Abe hallucinating and seeing themselves there and possibly Lonnie in there as well. But she's not Lonnie, or maybe she is, I don't know. But we're gonna see them all in that episode or one scene, I don't know. Because Abe is drugged and hallucinating right now. Oh my God, speaking of, that took me
Oh,
that.
the vacant look on his face with the tear, as Paulina and Chanel are talking about the tear he had on last 4th of July. Like, I can't.
It broke me. Oh my God, I was
And
so
Whitley is
shocked.
finally starting to feel creepy.
It is.
Like, it's not so sticky anymore. It's starting to finally feel creepy. And we discussed on Twitter, I think, was it I forget who it was that had this theory that Whitley has become such a fan of Body and Soul that because Abe reminds her of one of the actors from that show, that's why she's doing this.
It's possible, or the new segment of seeing Abe created a parasocial obsession. made her like just imagine that somehow she's connected to Abe, and she the way she talked about Abe with Paulina gave off those vibes as if she knew.
Oh yeah, she was giving stalker vibes. She talked about being at their wedding, being a fan of Abe and voting for him in every election. I'm like, okay, she's finally starting to give creeper. And then when it got to the point where she couldn't cover her lies anymore, she resorted to drugging him.
Yeah, it's just getting very creep, not creepy, but like we're getting to the stage where,
Twisted. It's getting twisted, which I don't mind. I actually don't mind it, and it's elevating and changing the stakes for me because I needed her to be more diabolically crazy and less crazy cat lady.
but it's, I think like crazy comes in different ways. So I feel like this works.
Oh, totally. Because it wasn't because it felt like when she was just a crazy cat lady trying to make him think they were married, I was like, I don't really understand the point of all of this because it didn't really feel like his life was in any danger. But now that the danger has amped
And with possibly Lonnie getting kidnapped, it's gonna get wild.
like this was not the direction I saw this story going. I don't really know why this storyline is happening. This feels random as hell, but I am now here for the ride. I'm not even gonna lie. Because like it started out completely insane and I'm just like, why are we doing this? But now I'm all in and I just want Abe home and I want Abe okay. And
Or
for the love of God,
Abe.
please don't hit him on the head anymore. Like please.
Like
And let
it makes se total sense though that he's also like hallucinating, because think about it, he has been hit on the head multiple times. He has a lot of like head trauma, and then now like he has amnesia. So it and now he's also drugged. So it makes sense that somehow he will hallucinate, or possibly hallucinate, because we don't know, and see himself on body and soul. But yeah, I've enjoyed this story. I liked it from the beginning. I wanted a motive, and I think we're getting it. I discussed this with Nick, and he felt like there should have been some type of connection there to
Yeah, agreed.
why she's doing this, which I agree with, but I don't mind what we've gotten either. So it's
Now, I was going to ask one other thing and it just slipped out of my head.
maybe it will come to.
Oh my God, did we talk about the Theo and the bear scene?
Oh no, we haven't.
Oh, that broke me down.
That was so sad. It broke my
And
heart.
then
And it's
when
totally
Jerry,
something you can see have happened on the show. Like,
I was literally sitting there going, is that bear real? I feel like that bear is real. Have we seen that bear before? Like from Little Theo, not obviously from Big Theo.
I was trying to think, like, have we seen it? Probably. But if not, it's still something that could have happened. And I, like, it just feels so connected. And I really, aside from how I think they handled Theo finding out of how Abe has died, I have really enjoyed the return for Theo this time around.
The best use of Cameron since he was cast, easily.
Yes. And I wish they keep this energy going whenever he returns, if re he returns another time. This is what I want. I want them to respect Theo, who he is. And this feels more of that than the last few times he has returned.
And I finally remembered what the other question was. Do you think the drugs that Whitley is giving him are going to have long-term effects after this is done?
It should. I'm not sure if they're going to play into that, but it should. And I feel like every head trauma he has had in the last few years should play into
Well, I'm assuming that's why he got amnesia. Like, your brain can only be hit so many times before it retracts and resets.
Yeah, I feel like they should play into that when all this is over. But I'm not sure if this is gonna be over when this part of the story wraps. So I'm hoping it somehow this continues. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I do have one last question in regards to a spoiler that we saw that Marlena remembers that Whitley was one of her patients. How is this woman a nurse?
I don't know.
If she was receiving psychiatric care, why is she treating patients?
Maybe I don't know how that works. Maybe you can still work though, isn't
I guess it depends on what she was seeing Marlena for, but I feel like it couldn't have been a good thing based on what she's currently doing. So I feel like it's not like she was just going to counseling to like better herself. It felt like there was a psychological reason behind it, in which case, why were you seeing patients?
Yeah. I guess we'll find out about that. I'm not too sure how this works, but I don't think she went for something really serious. I mean, it's serious. It's definitely serious enough, but like she's probably been able to still work. I'm curious to see what Marlena remembers her going there for. However, wouldn't she break the HIPAA rule there, killing.
At this point, because they may think that Whitley is in the process of committing a crime, I think there is a instance where she's not technically breaking HIPAA, because the only times you can legally tell is if you think that person is a
Someone,
danger to
yeah.
themselves or somebody else, and if they think that she's behind Abe's kidnapping, that would definitely qualify.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But yeah, I don't have an answer to that, honestly.
I guess we'll find out next week, and we can discuss that in next week's recap. But it was just something that I saw that was bothering me. But this whole episode has kind of been one giant praise fest for this story, which I
Yeah.
love because we haven't really kind of had that in a minute. So is there anything that you want to shade before we wrap up?
I guess the shade I have is having Lonnie wear an ankle monitor,
Yeah,
because
I'll co-sign that with you.
it's definitely a choice, and it's something that I feel like they should have not had her wear, because they're not doing that with their white characters.
Yeah, the optics of that,
It's
they didn't hit on how that would look, and I wish this genre had a person who is responsible specifically for controlling the optics of how things look.
Yeah.
Because I can understand in the craziness of like writing and filming how things can get missed. But if you have somebody whose sole responsibility it is to make sure that you're not accidentally offending people in the material that you write, would be a good thing for this genre to have across the board.
Yeah. And the other would be how they handled Theo finding out for me.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm going to co-sign both of those shades, and I am going to wrap this up. This has been a very special storyline spotlight edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. If you like these little mini spotlight episodes, let us know in the comments when we post this. We will see y'all next week for a regular recap. Bye, everybody.
Bye.